Hello, Alan speaking.
Alan Johnston.
Yes, speaking.
Hey, Alan, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good, and thanks for asking. So, Alan, you're talking to Shubho, where I'm calling you from Digital Aptech, where I'm giving you this call in regards to one of your domains that was registered as iCalimmuni.net on 15th of April of this month.
I'm sorry, what is the name?
So for this domain, what kind of... The domain is registered on 15th of this month from NetDom, INC,
.dba,
from this company.
Mm-hmm.
So for this domain, what kind of website you are looking to build for your business?
I'm sorry, I don't want to disclose any information. This is... I don't really recognize who you are and where you're calling from, so forgive me. I don't mean to be rude, but...
I'm telling you, sir.
I don't wish to disclose any information.
Not at all a problem. Let me tell you. I'm from Digital Aptech LLP. It's a software development company, and we are into this business since last 9 years in USA. Our head office is in Portland, Oregon, but at present, I'm calling you from my Indian office. That's the delivery center of Digital Aptech, because as you know that if you do all the deliveries from India, it will give you a minimum investment, like the cost-effective purpose. And by my voice and my accent, as you also know that I'm an Indian. So if you come to my website, I would love to show you my company's website and my existing clients from last 7 to 8 years. And trust me, whenever I show my company's website or my existing clients' details, if you contact with them, any one of them, and ask them who is Digital Aptech, what are their services, if anyone said anything wrong about my company,
okay.
I can guarantee you that we will never ever call you back.
May I ask, what type of web services do you offer then?
Okay. See, we do all kind of website development. We don't do website on template, but we do website on WordPress, customized website. We do website on a WooCommerce platform for the e-commerce site. We do website on Magento. We do website on Python, Angular, Java, all these customized platform for the business, regardless industries. We do all kind of games development.
Okay.
We
do
mobile
any,
applications.
Do you do any websites based on databases, as in inputting information and expecting a return from a database?
We do this kind of database, and we have for every project manager. And for this project, I have someone, his name is Rahul. He just wants to have, he already budging the call. He just wants to have a word. Just bring on the line, sir. Just bring on the line.
I will be here.
I didn't know that.
Hello, sir. Is this Rahul? Hello. Hello.
Yeah, hi, sir. This is Rahul. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you, Rahul?
I am doing good. Thank you so very much for asking.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you were talking to my colleague in reference to a project. So if you could tell me more about it.
Mm-hmm. I am curious. What kind of work do you do in offering database information online?
I mean, are you talking about web services?
Yes.
I mean, sir, we do pretty much everything in web services, sir, starting from .NET, Python, Django, WordPress, WooCommerce, Magento, .NET. We work on all the platforms, depending on the requirement from our client's end.
Sure. Okay. Do you have anything that I can see online? Any references that I can look at?
Yeah. If you want, I can send you an email at your email, which will be alanl@yahoo.ca.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be your email address.
Okay.
So if you are in front of a computer, I can send you an introduction email about my company, where you would have links to all the websites, all the websites in the sense, few of the websites that you have done in
the
past. I think that would give you an idea. Your email would be alanl@yahoo.ca.
Yes, sir. That is right.
All right. Give me 1 second. Mm-hmm. I'm sending you the email. Yeah. Just check your inbox.
Yes, I have it.
All right, so if you just go to the portfolio section.
I'm sorry, I'm really having a hard time hearing you. It's very noisy on the phone. I don't know why.
I understand. I said, sir, can you just, there is a link to my portfolio through which you can see the work that we have done.
Mm-hmm. The email doesn't appear to have any links in it, but I do have a description, but no links.
No. Just scroll down the page. Just scroll down the page. It looks a portfolio.
No, I'm afraid it doesn't have a portfolio attached. Nothing.
If the services we offer, industries we have worked for, then you have the portfolio section.
I see the email. It just there is no. Oh, I see. There's a different
scroll
email.
Down the page.
My mistake. I'm looking at a different email. Okay, I see it. Yes.
Oh. So if you go through that, you would have an understanding about the expertise of our work.
Mm-hmm.
And there are only few of the websites given there. So if you want, I can send you. Depending on the requirement, I can send you the links to the websites as well.
No problem. This three would be all right to have a look at first. Can I reply to this email address?
You can do that. But it will come directly to me.
Okay. All right. Then I will have a look and get back to you.
Sure. I would wait for your email then.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. I'll contact you later.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Good.
Thanks.
Yeah, no worries.
Thank you. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Have a one of the days Ricardo loves it.
Oh, really?
I'm really, really happy. So, I thought I'd, you know, share that. I'm happy. I put a review on online TV.
Yeah,
I hope that's good.
Yeah.
Really?
All right,
I'm
thank
good.
You very much.
Just want to say it's an excellent class.
Thank
so.
You.
Thanks.
Take care, you guys.
Take care. can look to see to take the dings out of this thing.
Sure, let's take a look.
I haven't done a complete full walkthrough yet, but I just got this today to do. One here?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a paint job.
Yeah, it looks like it might work.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't know what else. One more on the other side.
Just the polish.
Good. Okay. It's almost 10 years old. So
yeah.
I thought I'd be the expert. I'd look to see if there's any more pickup anywhere else. I know this is a bit of glue on the wrist, but I don't know if that's to see like the hole that used to be there or what. But, I don't know if it's bird crap or what. It looks like it's just nothing.
Oh, it's just exactly what
But I have just picked out of my hand.
I see that too, though,
once in a while. Yeah. Any places that rust seems to be the beginning, or, just kind of give it a or whatever.
If you got a chance, could one of them pick me up at Micro?
Am I worrying too much?
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, it'll be fine. It won't rust.
Yeah, I'll just fix it then, pull it, and maybe get a couple of rocks to prepare for you.
What about in the piece above the window?
What is it?
No.
Oh, you want the film up there?
Yeah. Is it needed or it, not really?
Let me tell you, it wouldn't hurt. Because the rocks like to hit right above the glass, right?
Yeah.
I've seen guys do it. Preventive maintenance is what it is. I don't put that stuff on.
Okay. Previous car.
Yeah.
They did the front and the back.
Yeah. No, I got that stuff on my vehicles. I don't have it. I should have put it on my wife's. Hers is an 08 now, but she bought it new. I should have put it up there too.
I regret not doing
because it's the rocks hit there. So if there's no marks there now, I mean, it might not hurt to do it, right?
Okay. And do you do any like? I mean, it's not your chrome coating on it, but do you do anything like that? Because
No. That chrome is almost impossible to redo something with that thing.
I know, maybe I'm being too big.
Oh, no, it's useless. Give them a little makeover for you.
Yeah.
Your name?
Alan Johnson.
Two L's?
Yes, sir. A-N.
T-O-N, right?
Yeah.
What year is it?
10.
Country, it is. So we won't know if that paintless dent, like any dent, I mean, we've got a good idea, but it looks like it should come out.
It's just a scuff that could polish out without...
Well, it'll polish out that scuff, but the dent to do it paintless so we don't paint it.
Uh-huh.
All you can do is try it, and if it works, great. If it doesn't work, we don't charge you.
Oh, all right, fair enough. That's
you're trying to bend the metal back to where it's supposed to be.
Yeah. And I don't know if you would charge if it does require a repaint, if it would be, talking hundreds or thousands?
Basically both, if you had to repaint it. It's tough to do just one door. Usually you'd have to do the fender or the door next to it. That one where that dent is, you'd probably do the fender.
And
if you painted it, just so you don't see that.
Obvious thing.
Obvious, yeah.
In that case, I'm not sure if it's worth throwing money into it. But
let's see what happens. Let's hold it across our fingers.
Yeah, okay. Which one around? Big one.
So we'll go around, we'll wash it off, see what chips, little rock chips, try to PDR that, and polish that, and see anything obvious, but yeah.
260.
You bet.
Can I make an appointment?
Sure. Want to make it for next Tuesday? Wednesday?
Wednesday would be better.
Wednesday's fine. Take care of it. Need just the day. 3/4 of the day.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be back to you the same day.
Do you have any delivery service or anything?
Yeah, I can drop you off. Pick you up. You bet, Alan.
Good. All right.
No problem. Thank you. Take care.
Section, you damn fool.
My name is Eva. Am I talking with Alan?
Yes, speaking.
I'm giving you a call in regards to the domain that is booked under this number. So are you looking to have a website on that?
Somebody already called me from your office about 1 hour ago. I already told them that I would look at the email and get back to them. Can you take me off of your calling list if I wish to... I said, can you take me off of your calling list? If I wish to get your services, I will look at the email again.
Okay, no worries.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Stop pressuring me.
Phone call completed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Want a treat?
Do I have to take over any payments? Have you seen it since it was washed?
It's still wet. So,
again, is it going to touch?
Yeah.
Nope. Good.
Just right.
So that's what it looks like when it's clean.
Wow. I think it's clean before.
Not many marks, is there?
No. The one ding there. Well, there's a little bit of scratches here, like this. Muffable. Portable. Yeah.
That's just, I mean, you know, you have to look at the number several years old.
Yeah,
you know,
it's gone. Respect
a little bit.
How much you paid for it.
Yeah, sure.
So, I wouldn't complain.
It'll take a bit of work to get these bug juices out, but. Are you gone?
Yeah, we're gone. $6.
Maybe I'll join you.
You want to come?
Are you guys going to do anything else now?
No.
No?
Come home. Yeah.
Fine. Is that all right?
Sure.
Okay. Bye bye. Let me just lock up. Thanks. $6 in my pocket. Oh, I probably do because I'm eating. Well, probably next time I pay you, everything is going to be when we celebrate your
30 years.
To drive to BC probably in the next, I don't know, week or so. Yeah. Yeah. I dropped by K1's at Auto where I bought it. And and Khalil is talking with another customer. And he said, you know, like, hi, what's up? Can I help you? I said, just wanted to say I'm really pleased with the car. Mm-hmm. And it's a really nice car and it was a really good deal, so thank you.
That makes him happy.
Yeah. And the customer sitting there is
right.
Yeah, there are three guys there. I put a message on their Facebook, a review, saying that, you know, these guys are good, they're honest, they don't hide anything. And that seems to be the consensus. Except for one guy said, out of like 22 comments or something, one guy said, this guy is terrible, all his cars are dirty and I didn't want to get into it. And then you go onto his Facebook page and he's got all kinds of weird things, he's a really creepy looking guy. Yeah, his beard is about 2 feet long, he's got tattoos everywhere, and he's painted on the side of his van. Thank you. Well, this has developed quite a bit, hey? Threw me off. They just kept phoning and messaging like every day for about a week or so. Finally, I just said, you know what? I'm not interested. I already bought something. Oh, what'd you buy?
No, it's not.
Chrysler van. Oh, what year? 10.
10's easy to
get. Yeah. And it just kept on going. Oh, how much did you pay? 11. Thanks for calling. Goodbye. Well, you know, I wanted to know I got a much better vehicle with lower kilometers. Put that in your bank account. Oh, we should just leave this here.
And then in the night. 1950s, early 1950s, they finally moved out of the west, but they always summer holidays, though.
Yeah. Thank you.